is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourk, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's two poems are by Lee Metzen Grew from a book of poems called In the Sweet Balance of the Flesh. The first poem is Booker. Black night keeps on falling. Something stupid must have been a comment. Sometimes Malaguena came out like a Liberace tune. What James Booker played was here like my mama when I needed it. He wasn't a young dad man like Robert Johnson, or somebody I don't get to hear much like Blue Lou Barker. Downtown he played at Lou and Charlie's, or uptown at the Maple Leaf. I'd go across town to hear him. There's something free about driving alone at night, going into a bar, not to drink much or talk, but to listen, anonymous as pain. A kind of emptiness filled like a belly with dirty rice. Sometimes moving down St. Claude Avenue or St. Charles, I'd ask myself, what's on your mind? You're not black. You're a well-fed white woman living in the richest country in the world. I see too much. Booker and headache powders at Jimmy's Corner store work for anybody. Blues feel and fall all over you into the gaps. They don't care who you are, because sorrow's common as dirt. Nothing's certain. People go. And the second poem from In the Sweet Balance of the Flesh by Lee Metzen Grew is a poem called Alan, a poem for Alan Jaffe, who is associated always with Preservation Hall because of his work in founding that place. Alan. The bell of a tuba, broad and bright, as the face of the man it embraced like a brother, the long tube reaching around his shoulder, on the front page of the Times-Picayune, Wednesday, March 11th, 1987. Preservation Hall founder, dead at 51. The day, already rainy and cold now, moved of its own weight. People with furled umbrellas hurried up the wide porch of Sontheimer's funeral home. The crowd moved in quiet tides, multiple shades of faces, camel hair coats, ponchos, pinstripe suits, and rubber-legged men who'd come to second line, mourners, horns restrained by strings, a banjo, each note like a mule-drawn wagon, long-faced, dignified. His wife and two sons wearing a yarmulke. One of the sons I know plays the tuba. The rabbi spoke of the musician's place among us. When the words were over, people gathered on the street. The first band struck up a slow march. Umbrellas popped as hundreds began to slow drag the streets of the quarter, following his car, drenched in flowers, to a closed Preservation Hall.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourke.